From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The largest spy swap between the United States and Russia since the end of the Cold War is apparently underway. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports a Russian scientist who has served 10 years in prison on charges of spying for the U.S. has been released.
Scientist Igor Suryakin was flown to Vienna earlier today. His release marks the first step in what is shaping up to be a complicated spy swap between the U.S. and Russia. Officials tell NPR that while the details are still being ironed out, there will be a one-to-one swap in which the U.S. will turn over 10 suspected Russian operatives and receive some jailed Russian prisoners in return. It's unclear who is on the U.S. wish list and when the prisoners will leave Russia. On the U.S. side of the ledger, the 10 people rounded up last week as suspected Russian agents are supposed to appear in a New York court later today. Officials say they're expected to plead guilty to the charge of being an unregistered foreign agent, and then they'd be deported to Russia. That could happen as early as this evening. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Three men with suspected links to al-Qaeda have been arrested in Norway and Germany. They're accused of plotting terrorist bomb attacks. Authorities say the plot appears to be connected to last year's thwarted attack on the New York City subway system. Relief from the heat is forecast today in the eastern U.S. after several days of triple-digit temperatures. National Weather Service forecaster James Bond says even the 90s will seem like a big change.
I have been really eager to call this cooler weather, just certainly not as hot.
That's good news for Jesse James Graham in the nation's capital, who says he's been suffering in the sweltering heat.
Terrible. I mean terrible. No breathe, no nothing.
Forecasters say thundershowers in the mid-Atlantic states could help hold the temperatures down. New claims for unemployment benefits are down to their lowest level in 2 months. NPR's Paul Brown reports the latest weekly figures offer some hope for economic recovery, though a longer-term view might still prompt caution.
The Labor Department says last week's new claims for jobless benefits are down by 21,000. That's a bigger drop than most analysts have expected. And the number of people receiving benefits for at least a second week is at its lowest in 7 months. But last week's drop in claims may be partly because General Motors is keeping more people on the job this summer than usual. Private sector employers are hiring more people, and the economy has been adding jobs for several months. But for the entire month of June, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reports total non-farm employment down by about 125,000. Whether that's a fluctuation or the start of a new trend remains to be seen. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
The favorable report on claims for jobless benefits is helping boost stock prices on Wall Street. The Dow Industrials are up 65 points. The Nasdaq is up 11. This is NPR News from Washington. At least a dozen people are dead in Iraq in the latest wave of bomb attacks targeting Shiite Muslim pilgrims taking part in the final day of a religious holiday. The event draws hundreds of thousands of people to Baghdad. The bombings come a day after nearly 60 people were killed in and around Baghdad. President Obama will be focusing on efforts to shore up the economy, and he'll be boosting the chances of some Democratic candidates as he travels west today. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports Mr. Obama will be making stops in Missouri and Nevada.
President Obama will deliver an economic speech in both places, and he'll also headline fundraisers for Democratic lawmakers in both places. Democratic pollster Jeffrey Guerin of Hart Research Associates says there are two things candidates want from the president in this election cycle.
They want him to raise a lot of money for them, and they would love for him to turn out those surge voters who made the difference in 2008. The proposition that he can get voters to turn out for him in an election when he is not on the ballot is still an untested proposition.
After spending the night in Las Vegas, President Obama will return to Washington tomorrow. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
The administration is stepping up warnings about the danger of reading or sending text messages while driving. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood.
If you're looking down at your BlackBerry for 4 seconds, you drive the length of a football field without looking at the road. People consistently assume they can drive and text or talk at the same time. You can't do it safely.
LaHood says there were nearly 6,000 deaths in 2008 and 500,000 injuries caused by crashes related to text messaging and other cell phone use while driving. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.